What do you match in the three-way match in the accounts payable or accounting process? Are you looking to match the price or the quantity? Asked a recent viewer. Both I replied, and a lot more. Stick around while I explain. Hey guys, I'm Mary Schaefer, founder of AP Now, the place where we share the latest business intelligence with those folks who work in, manage, or have responsibility for the AP, the P2P, or the payment function. So as you know, the three-way match matches the purchase order with the receiving document with the invoice. And when everything matches, you go ahead and pay it. Now, with regard to what to match, I responded everything. Let me explain. So first of all, you want to match the price. You want to make sure that the price that's on the invoice is the price that you had on the purchase order. If it doesn't match, you have what I call a discrepant invoice, and you need to resolve that between your purchasing department and your vendor's billing department. Now, some folks don't bother with that stack. They automatically take the lower of the invoice or the purchase order price, and they use that to pay the invoice. While I can see why they would do this, I believe it can result in conflict with the supplier, especially if your vendor has a higher price on their invoice than you had on your purchase order. So really, best practice recommendation, get those discrepancies resolved before you make the payment. Otherwise, the vendor is going to assume you've made a short payment, and they're going to come looking for more money from you. So you've put off a dispute for a little bit, but that disagreement or that discussion is going to take place at some point. Now, when it comes to quantity, don't forget you want to match the quantity on the purchase order with the invoice and on the receiving document. It's not enough that it matches on the invoice and on the purchase order, because if the vendor actually shipped less than you ordered, you don't want to pay for it. Also, if they've shipped less than you ordered, it might mean that it's a partial shipment and you're going to get another shipment. So you need to get that resolved. There are many companies out there who will only allow a purchase order to be matched up against one invoice. So if that's the case, you've got that issue to address also. Now, on the face of it, that might seem like that's that. You've got the price, you've got the quantity matched, but it's much more complicated than that. And before I get to that, if you like this episode, please give us a thumbs up. And if you loved it, please subscribe. We produce new content for the channel 3 times a week. Tuesdays and Thursdays are devoted to payment, accounts payable, and P2P issues. And Saturday is reserved for Wordle. Okay, so what else might you want to match on your purchase order, invoice, and receiving document? Well, the first thing that you want to look at is terms. What are the payment terms? Did you agree to pay in 60 days? Is that your standard terms, but the vendor has invoiced for 30 days? Well, if you just say, well, I'll just wait for the 60 days, you're going to have a vendor who thinks that you're paying late. They're going to start sending copies of the invoices. Payment terms are just one thing. What about ancillary charges like freight and insurance? Those are the two big ones that come up, but there can be many, many other things. Customization, for example. Does your purchase order say that the supplier will pay for that and now they billed you for it? In which case, you want to not just cross it off and not pay it. You want to have a conversation with your supplier so that you can both get on the same page. Okay, so basically every particular issue on the invoice needs to be matched off. And if it doesn't match, then you need to take some action. Ideally, when you're trying to resolve these discrepancies, you want to do so before the payment is due. Because if you can get it done before the payment is due, the invoice will be paid on time and the vendor won't be tempted to send you a second invoice and create additional work for you. Okay. So how you do the three-way match isn't the only thing you know to work in accounts payable. It's complicated, but there's a lot more. It's just the tip of the iceberg. We've got a video that explains everything you need to know. You'd be surprised just how expansive that list is. You can watch it now on YouTube. A link will appear momentarily, and there's also a link in the show notes below. As always, we greatly appreciate your thumbs up, your comments, your shares.